Okay, Nance, do you have anything new to say about Thanksgiving dinner?
No, I don't.
So instead, let's talk turkey about duck.
I would love to do that, Stein, because I have eaten a lot of duck in the last several weeks. Mac made the most delicious roast duck, which I think beats out all turkeys, even my beloved Sunday night roast chicken.
How does he do it?
He does it on the Weber, which is the secret to not freaking out and getting duck fat all over the inside of your oven.
So he doesn't bother to defat it in any way to puncture the skin, to steam it or simmer it or something to draw off some of the fat first?
None of that stuff. What he does is he gets a good duck. We really like the Maple Leaf brand.
Yeah.
And you have to make sure you get all the stuff out of the cavities because some of those things, some whole ducks come with a sauce packet. Make sure you pull that out and throw it out. And make sure to save the neck and the liver. I made beautiful duck stock out of the neck and gorgeous pate out of the duck liver.
Do you save those little wads of fat right at the opening and then render them so you've got duck fat? That stuff's really good and useful.
Particularly for potatoes.
Or scrambled eggs with little duck cracklings in them.
He ties the legs together.
My mom always did that with the chickens, so he doesn't run out of the oven.
Oh, that's a great one. Please. I can't believe I lived this long and haven't used it.
You missed your chance, because now Nate's all grown up.
Now he makes the chicken. So Mac will stuff the ducks with lemon and onion. He roasts it over indirect heat on a kettle grill, turns them once, and it takes about an hour and a half, an hour and three quarters, and it makes the most glamorous meal. It's company duck. If your company is just one other couple.
Well, for me, the best ducks are Chinese-style ducks. There's a million different Chinese recipes for duck, and I love them all. There's a great Chinese-style barbecue in Tacoma on 38th Street where I get terrific roast duck. But one of my little guilty pleasures is the old chop suey joint standby, Warshu Up.
I think I know what that is.
It's a steamed duck that's then boned and pressed and dredged. I use one-third each of flour, cornstarch, and tapioca powder. Steamed again, then deep fried, and then cut up into little pieces and served on a bed of iceberg lettuce with a kind of brownish gravy and then topped with slivered almonds.
Whoa.
And actually, I've made this with chicken thighs, which I've marinated in a mixture of soy and five spice, rice wine, ginger, maybe something else if I feel like it. And it's indistinguishable from duck, for me anyway.
I love Chinese duck. And then there's duck confit.
Which is duck salted, it's been cooked, and then preserved, encased in its own fat.
That's right. I had duck confit at a friend's house not too long ago. They had smuggled the duck home in cans from France. I had no idea. It's good for several years. And then I realized I have a package of duck confit in my freezer that I bought at Costco about a year, year and a half ago. All you need to do is fry it up in a pan for like 15 minutes.
Isn't that stuff insanely expensive? I mean, just plain raw duck is pretty pricey.
You would think it would be really expensive, but it works out to like about 10 bucks a person for a whole leg and thigh, which is all you really need because it's very rich. And you pay that for a steak.
Okay, all right.
I'm convinced that everyone should try to get their hands on some duck confit, which is readily available at Central Market, University Seafood and Poultry, Metropolitan Market has it.
Well, I think it would be more fun to make your own, but I'm like that. Not that I ever have.
Yet. Meantime, get your hands on some confitified duck. Sit there by yourself with a knife and fork when no one's looking, and just have at it.
Hey, if nobody's looking, I'm not bothering with a knife and fork.
With KNKX's Dick.
Rip along, Gaffey's my name.
Dine.
Cheese, Nancy.
Quack.
Leeson.